إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to ask dua. And the first dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to ask was Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. O Allah, guide us to the path of istiqamat, the path of steadfastness. Now, this gets translated as the straight path. Now, I don't know who invented this translation of the word straight for istiqamah, because to me, there is nothing straight about this life. And anyone who thinks that life is a straight path which leads to Jannah, they are stupid. They don't know what they are talking about, because this life is not straight. This life is extremely convoluted. This life has ups and downs. It has happiness, it has sadness, it has grief, it has joy. This life has all kinds of complications. This life has all kinds of tests. This life has all kinds of fitan. Who said it is straight? It's not straight. So where is the question of guide us to a straight path? There is no such thing as a straight path. There is a path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Hidina sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the path of istiqamat, of the path of steadfastness. My understanding is, it is steadfastness on a path which is not straight. There would not be any need for steadfastness if you were on a path that had no trials and tribulations, a path that was not convoluted, a path where you stand at point A, you can see the destination clearly. Where would be the need for any istiqamat? Istiqamat is required when the future is unknown. Istiqamat is required when there are all kinds of temptations, all kinds of trials and tribulations. Still sticking to that, sticking to the right thing. That is istiqamat. Now, what is the dalil for this? The dalil for this is elsewhere, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the people who have istiqamat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Allah said, these are the people, He said, those people, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ, who said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. And then they were steadfast on this statement of theirs. So two things. One is to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ, that Allah is my Rabb, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. And then to be steadfast on this statement that Allah is my Rabb. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. For on these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah will send down the malaika. Allah will send down the malaika on these people, who will say, do not have any fear, do not have any sadness. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. And we bring for you the bashara of Jannah, which you look forward to, in which everything that you desire is there in this Jannah, and so on. And this will happen in this life itself. This will happen at the time when the person is going from this world into the next world. When the person is still alive, before the person dies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him bashara of Jannah. Directly from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. For whom? For the one who قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. For the one who said Allah is my Rabb and who remained steadfast on this qawl, who remained steadfast on this statement of his. He gave his word and he did not back off. He gave his word and he didn't change. He gave his word and he stood firm on his word. Now what is this istiqamah on رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ? Istiqamat on Rabbun Allah is very, very simple, which is to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala central to our lives, and to arrange the rest of our life around that rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the cardinal difference between our lives and the Sahaba. The Sahaba also, and that's why I keep on giving the example of Sahaba, because Sahaba were normal people, they were ordinary, normal people. They were not some people who descended from heaven or something. They were people like us. They had wives, they had children, they had problems, they had debts, they had people who were their enemies, they had people who were their friends. They also wanted to build a house. Somebody's garden was doing good, somebody's garden was not doing good. Someone had water, someone had rain, someone had too much rain, someone had too less rain. Someone's animal died, someone did not die. All kinds of things which we have, which we face. Someone got robbed, someone got killed. I mean, whatever happens to us, happened to them. They were human beings, they lived in a normal world, and they were subject to everything that we are subject to in terms of their times. Yet they were people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu praised, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them Jannah. السابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. So what is it that these people did that we can and should emulate? And this is what they did. They did the single cardinal difference between their lives and our lives is, in our lives, our desires, our things that we think we need to do, these are central, and the religion Islam, we arrange it around this. If it fits in, very, very good. If it doesn't fit in, then we say Allah Ghafur Rahim, Allah will forgive me, this will happen, that will happen. We make all these excuses, including we say completely insane things like how saaf hum Allah ko hisab de lenge, you know, we will answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the most arrogant kufr statement that I have heard in my life. No Nabi dared to make that statement, no Sahabi dared to make the statement, but today our Jahilun, they make this statement. It shows the extent of their Johol, like I said in the Jummah yesterday, they are arrogant about their ignorance, about their Johol. The Sahaba did the opposite. The Sahaba said the Deen is central and our lives will revolve around this Deen. So for example, Salah is central. Whatever else has to happen will happen around this Salah. I will not move the time of Salah, I will not change the time of Salah, I will not say instead of going to the masjid, I will pray at home because I have to do something else. No. I have to go to the masjid, I have to pray in the masjid. Right? I am not saying sit and listen to the Fajr reminder, the Salah. I have to pray Salah in the masjid. Whatever else I have to do will happen keeping this central. And if it ever comes to an issue of saying, well, I have to choose, is it this or this, then I choose Salah, whatever else is there, I'm sorry, I can't do it. But if you really look at life, things are not as bad as that. I mean, how many times do you actually have a situation of saying this or that? Almost never. It's a matter of just, you know, being a little bit more creative and arranging it in such a way that you come 5 minutes later, you do something. People are extremely obliging if you say what you have to say nicely and politely. So the Sahaba's secret of success was they kept the Deen central. And I'm saying Salah because that's the most important thing, but this was true for all of their things. Whether it was Salah, whether it was Haram and Halal, whether it was Zakat, whether it was whatever the requirement of the Deen was, they kept this central. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. They said Allah is my Rabb, and they had istiqamat on this. Everything else was around that. Everything else was around it, right? Now, this is the key of success. This is the key of success. I was recently told about an incident where a young lady, she got a proposal, very good proposal. And alhamdulillah, on the face of it, everything was very nice. They also agreed, the both families agreed that this marriage should happen. So whatever, you know, engagement kind of thing. And then they discovered that the father of the boy has a business in which they deal in some haram things. Right? Some shops and so on, in which they say some maybe alcohol or whatever, some haram things are there. Now this boy, he has an option of working for the father or not working for the father, but he obviously father's business is there, so he will work for the father. Now they also know it is haram, but they say, well, you know, it will take us maybe 2-3 years to get out of this and we will try and so on and so on and so on. The girl says very simple. The girl says, I will not anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will not go against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So proposal goes, Assalamu alaikum. Now that is an example of keeping the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala central to life. Now, obviously, there are people who will say, Bekhufai, kya hai? After all, 2-3 years. She says, what is the guarantee I will be alive for 3 years? So, I'm not going to eat haram for 3 years, no. I have grown up in a house, my parents never gave me haram. I ate halal. Now, I have no reason to go and eat haram somewhere else, no. I will not do it. My Allah is my Raziq. I will not anger Allah, bas. Now, this is the issue of living by the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jala jala. Making the rida of Allah, making the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala central to your decision making, everything else revolves around that. And the sahaba's life is proof that when you do that, then you get success. You not only get success in your own life, the sahaba were the most successful people in their times, but also you get success in the akhirah, which is their position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you get success in the future, name and fame. Who are we today? We are sitting here, thousands of miles away from where the sahaba were. We were not related to the sahaba in any way. We are not even from the same race. We don't speak their religion. We are not from their village, not from their community. Why are we giving their example? This is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I will raise your mention. Allah will give him a fame. And the key to that is, قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased and to make it easy for us to follow this principle of قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. We ask Allah for istiqamat wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.